There has never been a better time to get into VR than this moment right now, and there are hundreds of weird, mind-blowing, terrifying, and straight-up hilarious things that you can do in the virtual realm. But to save you searching through endless reviews and demos, I have put together a list of the top 10 most fun. There is something for everybody in this list. If you're new to this world, we'll kick off with the classics, and towards the end, we'll get to some new releases, which look pretty unreal. And pretty much all of these are playable on the Quest 2, with the occasional one via PC, which I'll let you know if that is the case. This is obviously quite a visual episode, so YouTube will be the best experience, but I'll make sure you're covered if you're just listening too. All right, no messing about, let's get into it. Okay, at number 10, I've got to kick off with an absolute classic, Ritchie's Plank Experience. To this day, this still makes my stomach turn inside out and shows you how VR can trick your senses unlike anything else. It's also an amazing one to make a friend or family member do for the first time, because whatever they're expecting, they will likely freak out, potentially scream, or just refuse to do it altogether. If you don't know, Ritchie's Plank Experience involves stepping into a lift which takes you to the 80th floor of a giant skyscraper, giving you instant vertigo and making you question your life choices as you stare at the roads below. Jutting out from the top of the skyscraper is a wooden plank that you have to try and walk out on, and then force every muscle in your body to step off at the end. Anyone who's tried this experience but hasn't felt some sort of intense but weirdly exciting nausea is just straight up lying. And if that sounds like your worst nightmare, just watch someone else go on it, because it's potentially even funnier that way around. But whatever you do, obey the warnings on screen to step off the plank, not jump. There are countless videos of people trying to fly who end up in their real life wall. I witnessed my own friend launch himself into a stepladder and almost break his nose. This is what VR can do, and it will trick your brain. Before we move on to number 9, a quick bonus shout out to some other fan favorites. Namely Beat Saber, which is kind of like Guitar Hero, but with lightsabers, and a perfect one to get used to the mechanics of VR. Super Hot VR and Pistol Whip are also both simple pick up and play titles, and great if you're new. Okay, on to number 9, and this is another awesome, unique feature of VR, which is music creation, even if you're not musical in real life. There are 3 titles in this category which I think are brilliant. The first being Tribe XR, which is essentially a game slash experience that teaches you how to DJ on a $10,000 Pioneer setup. And it's genuinely very cool. Learning to DJ is pretty hard and expensive to start. It's also way easier having step-by-step tutorials where you can practice along with them rather than just watching YouTube videos. And tutorials is exactly what this app does, which means you don't have to embarrass yourself at 2 a.m. at a mate's party. You can get really good in VR and then casually impress everyone in real life out of nowhere. There's lessons and daily workshops. You can DJ with friends or just practice on your own, upload your own music, and change the environments you're in as well. It's genuinely a really good way to learn a skill that you can then bring into the real world. And on the theme of music, Smash Drums is also a lot of fun if you've ever fancied yourself as a drummer but don't have room or can't make the noise. It's a gamified, play-along, Guitar Hero type mechanic, but works really well and makes you feel amazing, plus teaches you different rhythms across all sorts of genres. I played it so much that I got repetitive strain injury, so maybe I'll add that to the review. The app Virtuoso is also another really interesting one, but kind of hard to explain. They've basically recreated bespoke instruments that make sense to play in VR. So it involves hand moves to slide pitch, some drums, synthesizers, and other things, but all in a really intuitive way, meaning you can make genuinely awesome tracks just by sort of feeling the music and the direction it should go. That sounds kind of abstract, but the way I describe it is it makes you feel like David Guetta without having to understand production. Definitely a fun one and something that could only really work in VR. And very quickly, lastly in this category, Piano Vision is a new experimental mixed reality app that lets you learn piano by placing augmented reality notes and instructions over an actual physical piano. Another genuinely great way to learn a real-world skill whilst doing, and want to check out if you do have a piano or keyboard at home. All right, at 8, let's dive into fitness and sport. Now, I didn't quite believe this as a genuine category until I tried it myself, and I am now fully converted. One of the biggest reasons to not go to the gym or for a run is that for a lot of people, it's quite boring. But FitXR does a great job of gamifying virtual workouts and making them actually fun. It's also come a long way from its initial release, so there is a lot of variety on there now. There's a few different styles of workout: box, dance, hit, and a multiplayer option as well, each with loads of classes to choose from, and they will genuinely push you hard depending on the difficulty that you choose. Some classes also have virtual personal trainers that will amp up your workout, let you know what moves are next, and how much time you have left. So along with scoring points and hitting targets, you do increase your effort a lot more than you would working out on your own. It also feels just way less of a chore to do it in the first place. It's a subscription model if you want to get a full experience, and it's probably not going to completely replace your gym, but it is a great option when you just can't really be asked to go out the house. Another great sports game that you should definitely try that is simple but regularly blows people away is 11 Table Tennis. It doesn't really promise anything more than table tennis, but it's the mechanics that are so unbelievably accurate, and it is really worth experiencing. Pretty much everybody that I've watched play it has gone to put their bat down on the table afterwards, forgetting that obviously the table never existed. The game just does an awesome job of simulating the sport in real life. It's also fun to challenge random people online, and if you're good at table tennis in real life, you'll definitely be good at 11 because it is so accurate. A quick mention as well to NFL Pro Era, Curve Snowboarding, Thrill of the Fight, and Poker Stars, which definitely isn't a sport, but sort of fits in this category, and has hilarious mechanics that let you take selfies, smoke, and throw things across the table in rage, all of which would get you banned from Vegas immediately. Okay, 7 is movies and TV. Now, VR is not going to replace your actual TV just yet, but there are some very cool experiences that make it genuinely worth doing and seeing what might become the norm in a few years. The first is the unexpected return of 3D movies, which were always cool, but ludicrous expensive at the cinema, and you had to wear those annoying glasses. In VR though, they work perfectly, and you get reminded that movies or short films bursting into your living room is a fun experience. The easiest way to do this is through a free app called Big Screen, which is a social viewing app, so you can choose all sorts of environments, choose your seat in the cinema, watch with others, and so on. You can also choose from their selection of titles, or if you have the movie downloaded, copy it to your headset or stream it across. Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, Sky Sports, and Red Bull also have their own free apps, so you can watch your favorite shows on giant screens and check out some of the bespoke 360 movies like snowboarding down a mountain, riding inside an F1 car, and even sitting pitch side at the football. There's also cool Vegas shows like Cirque du Soleil and Penn and Teller that have been purpose shot to watch in VR. The experience will vary based on what headset you have and how good the resolution is, but it's worth trying just to get a sense of where this is all heading, especially as Apple alluded to a lot of these types of things coming with the Vision Pro announcement recently. All right, number 6, I'm calling VR storytelling. Now, these aren't films, but they also aren't games. They're basically stories where you are the main character, and it's one of the most powerful categories, in my opinion. Of course, graphics and visuals are only one part of the puzzle when it comes to a great experience. If a story can hit your emotions, it can be more impressive than anything else. On the Morning You Wake to the End of the World is a VR story based on the real-world story of an erroneous text message that was sent by the emergency alert system to everybody on the island of Hawaii saying a nuclear ballistic missile was about to hit. You might remember the news story. The VR experience basically takes you on a journey through this, as you join a dad with two kids who can't find anywhere to shelter, an elderly lady who lived through Hiroshima and never wants to witness what she saw there again, a uni student with her whole life ahead of her, and a few others putting you in their shoes. The environments and their stories kind of materialize around you, and there are small parts where you interact, like picking up the phone and viewing the message for yourself. It was genuinely a really powerful experience, and I'd recommend it to anyone as a showcase of what VR can do and place you in the role of someone else's point of view. Equally mind-blowing is Notes on Blindness, an experience that goes through what it's like to gradually lose sight, narrated by John Hull's real-life experience. It's quite hard to explain and sounds counterintuitive as a VR experience, but it uses 3D sound and reduced visuals to simulate certain situations. So for example, in one scene, as the rain falls, you begin to be able to map shapes in the space because you can hear where things are located as the rain bounces off them, or experience the feeling of what it's like to become completely disorientated. Both of these experiences maybe don't fit under the fun category so much, but they are definitely powerful and unlike anything I've ever experienced. Definitely worth checking out for sure. All right, bringing it back to some chaos, with number 5 being social apps. Now, these, you'll probably know, are kind of a mix of internet chat rooms from the 90s, if you remember those, and the metaverse of the future that are genuinely quite chaotic, but also a lot of fun. The most well-known on all platforms is VR Chat, and kind of anything goes here. There are some really nicely built hangout spaces like beautiful apartments and clubs, gamified areas like cops and robbers, where you take a side and play a role against others, and then just completely mad things like the Shrek strip club. Also, almost any avatar can appear here, so it's definitely a melting pot of complete absurdity, but it is a lot of fun. Meta Horizons is Meta's slightly reined-in version of this and their whole metaverse vision with human-only avatars. And for all its criticism that it looks kind of cartoony, I actually think it's pretty good, really accessible, and there's all sorts of places to visit now as well. You can watch the NBA in a giant arena, watch live comedy and music shows, play games, go in horror mazes, and also build whatever you want for free and relatively easily. It's a good place to start to see the bare bones of what this future might become, but is it going to get trumped by hyper-realistic Unreal Engine environments in the future? Probably. Rec Room is the other popular one at the moment that places you as a college student and has similar hangouts and gamified elements. It's also been announced that it will be playable via the Apple Vision Pro, so it's one to check out as a possible cross-platform hangout ready for when that releases. Wherever you go, you'll meet some really nice people, some quite strange people, and have a confusing but ultimately really fun time, is my experience anyway. Okay, number four is horror. VR is amazing at immersing you in terrifying scenarios where you are constantly looking out for jump scares that can come from any direction. You'll either love or hate this, or sort of love to hate horror in VR, but it is effective and definitely an immersive experience. On the lower stress-inducing end are zombie games like Arizona Sunshine, which is a bit of a VR classic. Set in post-apocalyptic USA, you're exploring various environments, fighting off hordes of zombies solo, or most fun is multiplayer. And it's more on the hilarious gore side with the right level of adrenaline than just pure terrifying chaos. On the other end of the spectrum, you've got games like Paranormal Activity: The Lost Soul, which sees you gradually exploring a house, trying to find scary stuff and solve mysteries, often with terrifying narration and moments that might make you actually soil yourself, just like the films. It's a pretty old game, but horror done well survives the test of time. If horror really is your thing, you also need to check out Phasmophobia on PC VR and coming to all platforms soon. This primarily is a co-op multiplayer game where you team up with mates as paranormal investigators and enter haunted locations. Phasmophobia actually means an intense fear of ghosts, which you can talk to in the game and they will respond, adding a layer of completely terrifying immersion. I've not actually played it myself yet, not because I'm scared, I just haven't found the right moment for it. Just yet. Okay, on to number three, and after all that horror chat, let's do the next category that VR does really well, which is relaxing, chilled experiences. Apps like Wander are simple but kind of cool and let you explore the world in a sort of Google Street View style, but in some areas you can actually roll back the years to see what streets looked like through history. You can also go and view the pyramids or the Eiffel Tower in VR, or the classic of going to find your old house. We've all done it before, but in VR it feels just cooler. Real VR fishing is another great way to relax and get by the lake without having to buy waders and maggots and stink of fish. It's the perfect level of calm with enough gamification to keep you entertained if you're not in the mood for, say, shooting zombies that are trying to eat your brains. Trip is another app. It's a fun kind of psychedelics type experience that's worth checking out as well. It has very easy mechanics that involve just moving your head to catch things, and it's genuinely very relaxing and at times quite trippy, unsurprisingly. It's another good use of an experience that only really works in immersive VR. Puzzle or escape room type games could be another whole category on their own, but fit in this section too. The one that I've enjoyed the most is I Expect You to Die. In this, you are a James Bond type maverick detective and get placed in different scenarios, having to work out mini puzzles to solve each room. I liked it far more than I thought I would. Its narration is very funny and it's the right side of challenging and satisfying as you go through. Weirdly, it's one of the games that I've ended up spending the most time in without even realizing it. All right, on to number two, which is the weird and wonderful category, of which there are many strange things to talk about. And this is kind of what VR initially got known for, just intensely strange but fun experiences. Most recently, Gorilla Tag has risen to cult status, a game which mainly sees you chasing other gorillas in a game of tag, using monkey-like arm movements to traverse the forest. It's absurd, should be rubbish on paper, but is actually ridiculously fun and weird, a good fan favourite. Virtual reality is another strange but mind-boggling experience where you put on various virtual reality headsets on inside the game, and so keep going to new, increasingly odd virtual realms then occasionally zipping back through all of them like you've just had the weirdest dream of your life. It plays with the Inception type idea, and you quite often forget how many layers deep you are, which keeps you on your toes as the story runs through all of them. Giant Cop is a game where you become a 300-foot cop in a city and fight crime by flinging people miles if you consider them to have committed an offense. It's super weird, but also weirdly satisfying just throwing stuff around a city like King Kong, because why not? The list of weird games is probably 100 long, and if you want to get into the weeds of it, just head over to Steam and start browsing, because it's almost never ending. The final category then is simply awesome top tier story titles. When you combine a lot of all the mechanics we've talked about with a premium title, VR shines like nothing else and is an experience like no other. To get that full force of VR power at the minute, you likely need a good PC to run the title, but that will begin to change as the next tier of headsets roll out. In this category, I'm also talking about VR modded games as well, like playing Cyberpunk 2077 or Grand Theft Auto, which let you explore the most iconic titles ever as if you are inside the world itself. We should, however, be getting a native GTA San Andreas coming to Quest this year. Half-Life Alyx fits firmly in this category as well as something specifically designed for VR and widely regarded as one of the best VR games to date. The story, mechanics, and pretty much everything about it are awesome for a first-person alien-based adventure. The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim VR is another title that fits this bill, the massively successful open-world fantasy series remastered for VR. Now, it might not match the fidelity of the originals just yet, but it's great nonetheless as you try and slay dragons, craft weapons, and show off your magic. And also looking ahead to some big announcements recently in Assassin's Creed Nexus VR, one of the most successful game franchises of all time, should be coming out early next year. A shout as well to Behemoth. The trailer alone for this game looks wild, although we don't know too much else about it other than it's a survival game with first-person combat made by the studio behind The Walking Dead Saints and Sinner, which definitely should be on this list as well. So all of these hopefully show you what VR is capable of as a medium in its own right, putting you at the center of the whole experience. And as we said at the beginning, there has never been a better time to get into VR. And if you need some guidance on what headset might be best for you, you can check out the previous video where we dive into that. There's also plenty on this list that I haven't mentioned, so definitely comment your favorite experience down below as well. And make sure you hit subscribe or follow on your podcast platform to keep up to date with everything that's going on in this world. And I will see you for the next episode. Peace.